hot truck is the one that's putting the explosives in the hole. Just on the other side of it, you'll see another shovel.
The Mission copper mine sprawls over 20,000 acres of Arizona, land crisscrossed by supply roads, quarry spoil, hoses, and vast trucks and diggers that dwarf the tour bus as it trundles between long, neat rows of rubble. Doug Austin leads the tour.
They move around 170,000 tons of material a day.
The tour stops at a rather dramatic spot, the edge of the pit itself. It is absolutely biblical in scale. 2 miles across one way, 2.5 miles across the other way. It's 1,500 feet deep, and all around is the waste of what's been yanked out of this pit.
Everything behind the bus, from the right all the way around, all of that is waste. We have enough material out of here to build 7 Panama canals.
About an hour's drive away from the Mission mine, and I'm getting very macho with a car as I drive up ridiculous steep slopes covered in scree, trying to get something called Wasp Canyon Overlook, which will give me a view of the new proposed mine if I ever get there. And there I'll be meeting a group of people who are campaigning against it.
Here's the national park, here's a wilderness area. Anything you can see from here would be degraded by the project.
It's very popular for people to come birding, visiting for a whole variety of reasons, and it seems to be completely incompatible with this enormous mine.
Flora, fauna, this pristine area will be destroyed, and that's forever.
There are some places where you think perhaps the land has actually been touched by God, and here, 10 miles or so outside Tucson, is one of them. It is entirely deserted, just rippling land and mountains as far as the eye can see, and it's outstandingly, breathtakingly beautiful.
Less than 1% of the economics income of our area comes from mining, and yet we have to give up all of this.
Maurice Farr is a local resident and campaigner.
We have to give up some of the future of Arizona, because the people are going to want to live, visit, play here, and for what? For a very small contribution that's gone in 20 years.
Copper, the metal of progress, always present in the record of man's development and achievements.
But nearly 1.5 centuries of commercial copper mining are not dismissed so quickly by some. The company behind the proposed mine says it will be very different from the sprawling Mission pit. A far lighter footprint, lower water usage, with restoration of the landscape. There is, says Kathy Arnold of Rosemont Copper, good reason to turn Arizona's soil.
It is a pretty part of the state, but there are a lot of pretty parts of the state. Minerals are where they exist, and unfortunately, if you find them, you have to mine them where they are.
What do you say to those who say, effectively, that copper mining is Arizona's past, and considering the amount of environmental degradation that it involves, it shouldn't actually be part of what is now a new and rather different economy for Arizona?
I say they're wrong. Our entire infrastructure depends on natural resources and how is that used. The reason that the United States is one of the richest nations on Earth isn't because we have tourism. I mean, Disney World is great, but that's not why we're the richest nation on Earth. It's because we have the natural resources and we put them to use and we put them into the economy and we use them. Our mine will produce 10% of the nation's copper. And we're going to put a lot of money into Arizona's economy.
In the old mining town of Bisbee, the closed pit is now a tourist attraction. Some in the state would like mining to stay that way. But Rosemont believes it will start preparations for digging later this year. Copper runs deep beneath the stunning landscape of the American Southwest.